What happens when the villain becomes the protagonist of their own love story? Emily McIntyre's Twisted dares to explore this provocative question, creating a dark romance that has captivated readers worldwide and sparked conversations about moral ambiguity in relationships. This contemporary fractured fairy tale follows Julian Faraci, a man shaped by childhood violence, and Yasmin Sultan, a woman trapped in a gilded cage of privilege. Their collision creates something unexpected, a love story where darkness recognizes darkness and acceptance becomes the ultimate form of intimacy. Unlike traditional romances that redeem villains through love, Twisted suggests something more provocative. Perhaps villains deserve love precisely because of their darkness, not despite it. Violence shaped Julian Faraci from childhood. His father brutally beat his mother, who redirected that abuse toward Julian with the chilling promise, "This will only hurt for a little." The cycle of pain and false comfort, beatings followed by gelato, taught him that love and hurt were inseparable. As a boy, Julian secretly watched Hapkido classes, imagining using those skills against his father. For his 16th birthday, his father gave him a python named Isabella, the only gift he ever received from him. That same day, Julian beat his father with a wooden staff and let Isabella finish him. His first tattoo commemorated this kill, a replica of the snake curling up his arm. These experiences created a man who views love as transactional, power as paramount, and vulnerability as weakness. His manipulative mother still haunts him, claiming to be dying to gain his attention, a manipulation he's endured for 20 years. Julian's trauma doesn't excuse his actions, but explains his warped worldview, showing how victims become perpetrators when survival mechanisms harden into personality. Despite being Ali Sultan's wealthy daughter, Yasmin lives in a different kind of prison. Her father has dictated her entire life, from boarding schools to studying psychology instead of her passion, photography. When he reveals his terminal cancer, he delivers another blow. His dying wish is for Yasmin to marry so a husband can take over the family diamond business. The business was meant for a son, he tells her, dismissing her capabilities despite her knowledge. This patriarchal expectation crushes Yasmin's dreams of independence and her secret relationship with Aiden. As she tells Julian, "I was raised to be dependent on others. I was never taught how to take care of myself. That's a prison in itself." Yet beneath her compliant exterior, Yasmin harbors hidden depths. She maintains a secret passion for photography, particularly darkroom development that captures raw emotions. She has genuine friendships, like with Raya, who offers ride-or-die loyalty. Most significantly, she possesses a darkness that recognizes Julian's own shadows, a capacity for moral flexibility that surprises even herself. Julian's initial plan is coldly calculated. Marry Yasmin, wait for her father to die, kill her, and inherit everything. He seizes his opportunity when he catches Yasmin with Aiden, using this knowledge as leverage when Ali reveals his dying wish. He sends Aiden to Egypt searching for a supposedly priceless lamp, creating distance to manipulate Yasmin. "If you want the boy to live, you'll give me what I want, and what I want is you." The forced marriage showcases Julian's ruthlessness, blackmailing a judge, bypassing legal requirements, and placing a canary yellow diamond on Yasmin's finger in a mockery of romance. He even forges her will, naming himself beneficiary in preparation for her murder. Yet, complications arise. Julian grows jealous when Yasmin speaks to other men and becomes protective, snapping at his assistant for disrespecting her. Meanwhile, Yasmin learns to navigate Julian's game, using vulnerability to gain small freedoms. Their mutual manipulation gradually transforms into something neither anticipated, a genuine connection born from recognizing each other's true selves. Despite their antagonistic relationship, Julian and Yasmin share an undeniable physical chemistry that complicates their power dynamic. Their first significant encounter occurs when Julian catches Yasmin with Aiden, and rather than stopping, she arches her back when noticing him watching, establishing their attraction based on darkness rather than light. Their physical encounters escalate from tension-filled arguments to explosive passion. Julian spanks Yasmin during an argument, transforming punishment into pleasure. Later, he brings her to climax while she's still angry with him, demonstrating how their conflict and attraction are intertwined. Yasmin struggles with this unwanted desire, touching herself while thinking of Julian, then feeling disgusted. "Despite my revulsion, my body betrays me with unwanted physical responses," she admits, capturing desire divorced from emotional connection. Julian is equally disturbed by his growing obsession with her. During an important business meeting about South African diamonds, he finds himself distracted by thoughts of her. Their chemistry forces both to confront their true selves, revealing Yasmin's hidden aspects and representing the first time Julian has wanted something beyond power and revenge. Twisted excels in presenting morally complex characters who defy simple categorization. Julian initially appears as the clear villain, manipulative and calculating. Yet as the story unfolds, other characters reveal their own moral failings, creating a tapestry of ethical ambiguity. Aiden, the supposed good boy alternative, proves equally calculating beneath his polished exterior. His relationship with Yasmin was partly motivated by access to her fortune, exposed when she overhears him saying they don't need sultans anymore. His charitable work masks his own brand of manipulation. Ian transforms from loyal employee to treacherous kidnapper, making Julian's protective response seem almost heroic by comparison. Yasmin's moral evolution forms the story's heart. Her transformation from innocent victim to violence participant challenges conventional narratives about corruption. When she kills Aiden, she reports it to Julian with chilling calm. The story suggests accepting one's darkness can be liberating. True intimacy requires embracing both light and shadow in ourselves and others. Twisted concludes with Julian and Yasmin evolving from antagonists to partners. Julian builds Yasmin a darkroom, acknowledging her photography passion her father dismissed, and proposes properly, wanting all her firsts and her forever. Their relationship transforms from manipulation into something genuine. Julian abandons his plan to kill Yasmin, creating a prenup protecting her assets. Yasmin embraces her darker impulses, finding freedom in acknowledging her attraction to Julian's complexity. Moral ambiguity persists. Julian has fed Aiden to his snake Isabella, and both have committed violence against threats. Yet, they've found an authentic connection because neither pretends to be something they're not. "I would burn this world down and build a whole new one for you," Julian promises. This conclusion challenges traditional romance by suggesting villains don't need redemption to deserve love. The story pairs Julian with someone who accepts his darkness rather than requiring him to become good. The ultimate message is that authentic connection requires complete acceptance of both virtues and shadows, the freedom to be their authentic selves, however twisted.